Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. This is a fun little series that we're doing. We're kind of just really diving deep into sales, all things sales, especially for those of you that have service-based businesses. And in one of the previous episodes, we really gave you a lot of insight into the pre-qualification process that happens before you ever get on the call, right? And pretty much led you all the way up into the point where the person has now applied, and they are reaching out, and you are basically getting ready to have that conversation with them to really feel into if this person is a good fit for you. And I love, love, love this process. It's probably one of my favorite trainings that I do with my clients. And some of the best feedback that I've received more recently was how much, even when somebody wasn't able to invest in the program, like how much they were so excited and so fired up and just so awe-inspired by the lightheartedness and how fun and how loving and how held they felt that they could not wait for the opportunity to enroll in the next round. And that's the experience that we really want to teach you to be able to create for your clients and for your potential clients when they get ready to hop on this call with you, where they're so in love with who you are and how you show up that either they're going to invest in this round and are, if they absolutely cannot for whatever that reason is, that they are so excited and so ready to invest in the future round.
So we're going to zoom in, right? If you did not hear the last episode, please go back and check this out because yes, sales calls begin way before the actual call. So we're going to pick it up here. We're going to say, now the call has already begun. And one of the things that I get quite a bit from people who are learning sales, especially people who are mindset coaches or healers or a little bit more into the spiritual world, is the resistance to feeling salesy. And I had this too. I hate sales. It feels manipulative. I don't want to capitalize on someone else's pain. I don't want to have like an economy of spirituality. And we can come up with all sorts of reasons why we don't want to feel salesy. So let's get that out of the way first. First of all, when we're talking about I don't want to feel salesy, is really I don't want to feel like I'm manipulative. Like, you know, no one wants to feel like a used car salesman. Sure, I get that. However, there are a couple things here that are really important to know. First of all, people don't value free things. They just don't. To the point of a lot of times, they don't even respect it. So if you were to give a program away for free, you would help absolutely no one. And I really believe that. You would do nobody any favors whatsoever. So the more someone puts in, the more they get out. The more skin in the game they put in, the more they get out. Let's just say this. If you got a free gym membership, would you go every day? Or would it be really easy for you to slack off? You know, wake up one day tired, forget it. Or you go to the gym and you think, you know, I don't really feel like putting 100% in. Forget it. A lot of the time, you probably just forget you even have a membership. But let's say you went to a gym that cost you $200 a month. You would go, wouldn't you? And when you went, you would actually work, right? You would use everything they offered, wouldn't you? Because, hey, you're paying for it, right? You want to get all of your value that you paid for and even more, right? You're going to try to get as much as possible. Well, your clients are going to do the same thing, right? So having a price tag associated with your services is actually doing them a service in and of itself. It is actually doing them a favor. And that's also why, for example, giving people discounts, giving people special deals, things like that, or negotiating down so that they can get into your program is doing both of you a disservice. It is actually harming both of you. So when we think about that, the energetic exchange is really important. Know that as well. Money is just energy, right? And so them putting money towards their own results is them saying, I'm willing to put energy towards getting the best results I can possibly get. And so with that, you can think of that just being a form of saying yes to themselves, not to you. And so it's a really important step. The other thing there is that when you do sales correctly, there is no real close. You know, it's an offer. That's all. There's no manipulation because they already see who you are. They wouldn't be on the call if they didn't resonate with you, if they didn't like you. Remember, go to the previous episode if you didn't hear that, because we're going to show you in that episode how to set this up, correct? By the time they get to the call, they know it's a sales call. So it's not like you're going to surprise them with it. They already know that they want to be a part of it, because otherwise they wouldn't be on a sales call if they had no interest in what you were offering, right? So the pressure gets so low. And when it comes time to the offer, it's just putting it out on the table, just saying, hey, do you want this? And if no, no. If yes, awesome. We'll talk about what to do when they give objections or saying no. And you can do that also from a space of really connecting and helping them, caring for them, letting them feel seen and heard. So that it's like with friends, do you feel manipulative when you tell a friend like, hey, we're going to go to this awesome theme park or whatever today, and it's going to be this full day, we're doing this, but it's going to cost $100 a person. Do you feel manipulative when you offer that to a friend? No, of course not. And that's how you want to feel when you're on these sales calls as well. You're just saying, hey, here's this incredible experience. Yeah, here's a price tag, whatever. You in? Cool. And it eliminates this idea. When we feel salesy, we feel like we need to convince people of it. Well, when you do the steps that we're going to show you, there is no real convincing. It's just connecting. And if you connect in the right way, then it makes it feel incredible for them to say yes. Actually, when you follow the structure and you really embody the mindsets we're going to give you in this episode, your client, your prospective client, is going to be on pins and needles, right? They're going to be on their tiptoes waiting for you to tell them that they can say yes. They will want to. I've actually had clients on the phone. I'm sure you've had the same thing, Sophie. When I say like, hey, like you want to talk about how we could actually work together, and them going, thank God, I've been waiting for you to just tell me how I can work with you. Finally, thank you. And it's like, hey, here's how we do it. This is what we need to do. This is the price. And like, finally, yes. Just please, God, take my credit card. I'm so freaking ready. I was ready before I got in the call, right? And so that's like the least manipulative you can possibly be. And so that's where we're going to go with this whole episode.
Yeah. So let's start this off with really the positioning of the call. And I think it's important just to recognize it. And the way that I always teach my clients is it's an educational opportunity is the way that I look at sales. It's a way for you to get educated on who this person is and a way for you to educate this person on who you are and how you work with people. So both of you can really feel into if it is a good fit, right? Because honestly, like you don't actually know until you're on that conversation. And one of the biggest pieces that I am so highly drawn to is always operating from a place of integrity, right? I don't believe in the mindset of like, I'm going to sell this person before you even get on the call. I believe in the mentality of, okay, let me feel into if this is going to be in alignment for me and for this person and make sure that I stay in integrity, right? So that's the biggest piece is recognizing that it's not about closing the person. It's about feeling out what's in the highest good of both you and this person on the other line and really being intentional about, is this a good fit? Like, can I actually genuinely service this person and specifically what it is that they're needing and wanting and being fully transparent and honest with yourself, number one, but also with them. Because if it's not a good fit, then it's not going to be fun for anyone. So just knowing that like that's part of it, that takes off so much of the pressure because you're not hopping on here trying to close this person. You're just learning about them and you're teaching them about you and you're feeling into if it is a good fit and both of you are in alignment with what it is that you're doing. And then from that, moving into what that potentially looks like. So when you're having the actual sales conversation, similar to what Dan's mentioning, the first piece, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the sales calls frameworks. I personally don't believe in scripts. I believe there's a framework to it. There's a science, right? But really, sales is an art. It's an intuitive art. And each conversation that you have is going to be a little bit different because some people are going to be more experienced than others. So the way that I always encourage is, number one, really just getting to know where this person's at with everything and what's present for them, right? That's kind of the languaging that I use because I work with a more conscious audience is, okay, you know, tell me a little bit more about you, where you're at with everything, and just let them unfold. Now, what I teach my clients is to have your program outline in front of you. Because what you want to be doing and what you want to be dissecting here is somebody's going to come on the call. They're going to have so much of their stuff that they want to go over. You want to direct this and you want to start to really get inquisitive about the specific aspects of their life in relation to your program and what it is you actually teach, right? So for me, what this looks like is, yeah, so tell me about where you are right now with you and your life and your business and then where you're feeling you need the most support, right? Just lay it all out for me. Tell me what's happening so I can start to see that picture. And then what I'll usually do is I'll ask them, it's like, okay, tell me a little bit more about where you are with your ideal client. Tell me more about where you are with your program offer. Tell me where you are with your sales process. And I'll go through every single aspect of my content and what I teach and make sure I get really, really clear on what's happening for them in every single one of those areas so that I can have a really clear idea of where they're needing the most support, like what's actually happening. And then from there, I'm able to reflect back to them. I'm like, okay, got it. This is what I'm hearing you say. Does this all sound correct, right? Is there anything else that you want to add in here that maybe I didn't hear, I missed? And that really just allows them to know that like you're listening and you get it. This also helps provide so much structure so you're not getting stuck in the story, especially for those of you that I know do a lot more healing or transformative or mindset work. It's easy to get stuck in stories on sales calls. So sticking with this framework will really help to keep you from getting drawn into somebody's story. And then from there, you can move into the next piece, which is really getting clear on, great, so share with me a little bit more about like what you're actually wanting to do with all of this. Like, what does this look like for you? Where are you wanting to go, right? So you're helping them understand like what the direction they're moving in and what they believe needs to happen in order for them to get there. So you're asking those questions. It's like, tell me more about what this looks like. What does that actually feel like for you? And then once you have that picture, again, you're reflecting back to them, make sure that it's crystal clear for both of you. And then the final piece that you'll dive into is like, awesome, this all makes really good sense. And again, during this entire process, you're also educating yourself on, is this person a good fit, right? So if all of that feels really yummy for you energetically and you feel confident and competent in being able to fully support this person and where they are and where they want to be, then you can dive into the next question of, great, share with me a little bit more about like your experience. Have you worked with anyone in this capacity previously? What did that look like for you? What did you enjoy? What did you not enjoy? And so what you're doing here is you're really just understanding their experience so that when you get into sharing more about your service and your offer, you know how to position it in a way that they understand how it can best support them. And the reason why is because, again, when I do sales calls for my mastermind or my group programs, a lot of people have a lot of resistance to group programs because they have a lot of contamination from past experiences that didn't really go so well. And so their understanding of group programs is usually something that's very low intimacy, low touch, not great. So I need to know that and I need to be aware of that if they have had that kind of experience so I can help them really understand how what I do is very, very different, right? Which is why you're asking that question. From there, once you get clear on that piece, that's where you dive into really asking about sharing with them how it's a good fit, right? And the way that I teach my clients how to do this is fairly simple. And again, you're going to have your program outline in front of you. So number one, you ask permission, right? You let them know how you're feeling about them. I always let people know whether or not it's like, yeah, this feels really, really yummy. I love your energy. I love who you are. I feel like really confident in supporting you. This makes great sense. I'd love to share with you what that would look like, right? And they'll say, yes, sounds great. And the way that I present offers or I present my program is I always start with a structure. So the way that it works is, right, and I break down the structure first. And then after I break down the structure, then I go into the actual content. So this helps them to fully understand the way that the program experience is so they can see themselves in it. So we'll go over this time frame. These are the main components of it. For me, there's the community, there's the content, and then there's the coaching, what that specifically looks like. And I'm addressing and answering questions that I know that they're going to have when I'm presenting it to them. Once I get through that, then I'll dive into the actual content. Now, here's the key when it comes to really positioning your content of your program and how it kind of ties back to that previous piece. So when you start talking about the different modules and the different aspects of what it is you do, because you should have a methodology or at least some sort of framework for how you work with people, you're going to position every single component back in relation to what they were saying was present for them. Right. So when I'm speaking to module one, the first thing we go over is your ideal client, your messaging and your positioning. This is where we're going to address these specific things that you were mentioning you're struggling with right now. Right. So I'm tying back everything that we were previously talking about and bringing it into the way that I present the program so they can see the direct correlation of how it's actually working for them, right? Because if we're only always talking about a program from the perspective of, here's all the information you're going to learn, it's not going to be relevant to them until you show them how it actually connects to what it is they're dealing with and where it is they want to go. So you go through the modules and you'll present each module and each content from that perspective of where they are and where they want to be. And then, of course, asking if any of that makes sense, ask them if they have any questions, if it feels really yummy. And then if it does, then you can dive into the piece around sharing about the investment and enrollment and what that looks like, and then go from there.
So very good. I hope you were taking notes and listen to it again, because that was fire. Now, I'm going to add in a little component that I think is very important for my sales calls, at least. Now, you can do this no matter what service you're offering, but when your clients get on the call, they're going to have an idea of what their problems are, but they are wrong. I'm not going to say 100% of the time. I'm going to say very close to it. They don't actually know what the real issue is. That's why they haven't solved it yet on their own, right? And so what I like to do is right after they tell me what their goals are, I ask them what they are currently doing in order to overcome the challenges that they've told me and achieve the goals that they've told me. What are they currently doing? Because that also is not working. And we want them to know that what they are currently doing is not working, because they can get into a mode of thinking, well, I'm talking about it and talking about my challenges. I'm talking to a coach. I get the dopamine hit of doing something, but then that's all I need. It's like buying a cookbook, but not actually learning how to cook with it, or getting a gym membership, but not actually going. So we want them to see what is going on right now, get a very clear view of where they are so that we can help them, because that'll also lead into, okay, this is what you think the issue is. That's why you're doing these things. Right? This is how you're trying to solve the problem, but that's not really the problem. This is the problem. You want to educate them, but I call this giving them a breakthrough on the call, right? Of saying like, oh, okay, this is actually the target, right? That they may never have thought of before. So a lot of times a client will come on a call with me and think, oh, my problem is I'm not making enough money. I need to learn more sales in order to make more money. But the problem is that, for example, they aren't honoring themselves in their sales calls. They don't believe they're good enough to be successful. And so when they're on their sales calls, they come off as needy. And that's why they're not making the sales they want. And so getting even more clients or more sales calls is not going to help them make more money. So the problem is not the number of sales calls. The problem is how they see themselves on those sales calls. And so I can tell them, here's what is actually going on. And then I offer them my services as the solution to what they really need. Now, in order to do that, you've really got to listen, right? And there is a correct way to listen, by the way. You can't just take in information thinking about what you're going to say or how you're going to twist things. Forget it. Clear your mind. Take notes on everything they say. Use the words that they use, right? So when you're writing your notes, make no substitutions, no shortcuts, nor you just write every word they say, phrase by phrase, when you pick out important things that they're saying in the words they're using as they constructed them. Also, while you're listening, create a movie in your mind of what they're saying, a visual movie in your mind, so that you can see if there are black spots. Maybe there's something that they haven't gone deep enough in. You'll be able to pick and really go through what they're saying so you can find the implications. A lot of times they'll jump on a sales call and they'll give you what they see, or they'll give you surface stuff. But really, I've got to ask, they say, well, you know, I'm working a lot. Okay. Well, how much are you working? Okay. Well, what does that mean for the rest of your life? Okay. Well, how do you feel about that? Well, I'm stressed out. Well, how stressed out? On a scale of 1 to 0 to 10, where are you normally? Okay. Well, how do you cope with that stress? You see how, like, I'm looking for all the repercussions, because for me, well, I'm a life coach, right? So I want to see what's really going on so I can get a real full picture, a full movie in my mind. And that way I know by the time it comes to saying, okay, this is what you think the issue is, but this is what it really is, I'm confident. I really know what their issue really is. And then I can also determine whether my services are really going to be the best solution for them, right? So there's no manipulation here. If I'm not the guy and my services are not the thing, I will tell them, I'm not your guy, you know, but I have a good idea of who might be. Here you go, right? I can refer them to the person who's really going to help them. But we've really got to listen. We've got to give them space. We've got to be inquisitive and ask them. Because just because they're on a sales call does not necessarily mean that they won't be hiding from you. They might want to talk about the easy things to talk about. And it's going to be your job to dig even further. Your job to make them feel very comfortable and heard and seen so that they can open up to you and be vulnerable and let you really see who they are so you can really help them. And by giving them that breakthrough on the call, you're already helping them. What an amazing thing, right? That call may change their entire lives. I have so many people who say, you know what? I felt so good just off of that sales call. I felt you gave me so much clarity. Even the people who don't work with me say, you know, thank you so much. I can't right now, but the clarity that you've given to me is already changing everything. I can feel like I'm shifting already because of this. And so that's what I want to do on every call. I want to give someone a breakthrough every single time they speak with me, whether or not they work with me. Because who knows, maybe down the road they will. And they will remember that call forever, right? That free call, you know, just changed their whole game. They changed their lives with that. And if they are in a position to work with you, oh man, that's going to open up the door. Because they're going to think, well, this is how much I'm getting. I'm benefiting from speaking with this person for free. I can't imagine what is going to happen when I give them some cash, right? When I actually enroll in a full program. And so when you help them through this process, they really feel taken care of and they will be much more open to the idea of working with you and they will really feel excited by it.
Woo! So much great stuff. So let's say we get to the end of this piece where they're just like, oh my gosh, this is all amazing. And then we get to the part where they're like, all right, so this all sounds incredible. What's the investment? Right? The moment of truth. And this is always the fun part for me because it's kind of like, yeah. So the way that it works is it's either you're paying full or it's going to be a split pay. Here's the two options you have, right? Which one feels best for you? Then they kind of have that reflection where it's like, all right, let's do it. Or you'll usually encounter one of these responses, silence, or they're just kind of like sticker shocked is usually one that'll happen. The I need to think about it, the not having the ability to invest right now and are needing to speak to their partner, right? Those are usually the main ones that come up. Time isn't usually one that I have just because I do such a fantastic job of positioning the offer that it's not a matter of them not having time to invest. It's more a matter of them being willing to invest. So the first thing is breaking that silence after you share the investment. It's usually like an awkward piece for some people because I'm sure a lot of you have been taught just stay quiet, right? So when I kind of have this conversation, it's like I'll share that with them and then I'll just wait a few seconds, see what they have to say, and I'll ask them like, yeah, so how does that feel for you? Which invest, like what sounds better for you? What's present for you? Do you have any questions about that, right? Just so that we can start to get the wheels turning because most times people are going to hear whatever your investment is, especially if you do higher ticket, and it's going to be a little bit of like a, and that's okay, that's normal. So the real strategy, and it's less of a strategy, it's more of a space holding process, is you being just present with them. And I don't believe in like pushy or aggressive tactics. It's just not my style. It's just not my jam. I know some people teach it, but it's not what I do. And it's just holding space for them and allowing them to just be fully transparent and you just holding space for them to say like, yeah, like right now, I don't know if I can actually swing that. I'm like, okay, tell me a little bit more about your actual financial situation. Like what's going on for you? And just getting really clear with them and allowing them to share with you, this is where I'm at financially. This is what's happening for me. This is what's going on. Because again, there is the reality for some people, and this is my belief when it comes to it, but there is the reality for some people where legitimately they have used a lot of their financial resources in the present moment. And presently they have tapped all of their resources and they can't quite do it right now, right? And they want to do it in the future. So when you're holding a space from a place of love versus like pressure, right? And you're working with them and you're helping them understand, it's like, okay, I see where you're at. Let's look at different opportunities, different resources, different possibilities. And you fully see that, okay, this obviously is like their reality. There's literally nothing that they can do right now. Then you have a conversation about future rounds and what that would look like and coming up with a game plan with them on how they can invest in the future, right? And what that would look like. Because the last thing you want to do is try to pressure somebody into finding the money right now and then them coming back and feeling like, fuck, like how can I actually do this? And then coming from that place of like feeling like they have to absolutely make this work because it just doesn't feel as yummy, right? So it's just kind of honoring your client in this process. And Dan, I'd love to hear your perspective on this too, because I'm sure we've got different angles.
Sure. So with objections, to start off, throughout the whole sales call, but especially during objections, you're going to come face to face with your own limiting beliefs. So you're going to have to clear yourself out quite a bit. You need to get to a place where you really understand your true value, how worthy you are, know that you are the expert, know that you're good enough, know that you're powerful and people need you. So get to that place, because then you can feel really safe. Objections, when you don't have the inner game and feel really successful with it, objections will make you nervous and make you feel unsafe and off balance, which will make your client feel unsafe and off balance, which will push them further away. So make sure you have the correct inner game so that when you're on the call, you're feeling non-needy, perfectly confident, powerful, out of your own head into your heart. And by the way, that's also really important when you drop your investment rates, especially if they're a higher ticket. So you can really confidently tell them how much your investments are and have the actual genuine feeling that they are getting the deal of the century. When I drop what it costs to work with me, especially one-on-one, yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's probably going to be more than most of them have ever spent on themselves in this way. And in my mind, I know that they're going to get at least 10 times the value that they're paying for. So when I tell them that, in my mind, it's like giving them a deal. This is a steal. It's a no-brainer for me. And so when I throw it down like that, it really feels good and it feels awesome. Now, when they give you objections, for example, the, oh, I can't afford it. Yeah, okay. Sometimes it really is legit. Sure. And sometimes it means that you haven't really let them see and feel the value of working with you. Because when the value is high enough, it doesn't matter what they have to do in order to get that money, they'll do it, right? Because they'll see, yes, I need to work with this person and it is worth being very uncomfortable in order to do it. But also what it could be is their patterns. When people give you objections, a lot of the time, what it will be is an expression of a pattern that has not only allowed for the objection to rise, but has made this whole sales call happen. I actually had this conversation with someone who is going to become a coach himself the other day. And he had a number of objections. And each time, with a very loving kind of way, I let him see that actually this objection here, and of course is not in these words, but this is the message that I delivered for him. This objection is actually you trying to stay in your comfort zone, trying to avoid making a decision, to play where it's safe, right? Where, no, I know it's a lot of money, but how many times have you said no because of that same reason on things that would have helped you make a hell of a lot more money? This pattern is the reason you're in this situation in the first place. And so saying yes or no, this is even bigger thing. This is you saying, yes, I'm willing to stay in these old patterns and stay stuck and frustrated or feeling the challenges that they just told you, right? Or saying, yes, I will break out of this pattern. And it is your job on that sales call to let them grow out of these limiting patterns. Whether it's, no, I don't believe in myself enough. I'm saying, you know, this is a ton of money and I don't believe I'm going to get the value out of it. It's either they don't believe in you or they don't believe in themselves. If they don't believe in you, then you haven't shown them the value yet. If they don't believe in themselves, then help them see that first of all, it's not only on them, but also this lowered belief in themselves is the reason that they're in this situation in the first place. It's time to break out. It's time to set new patterns. Help them in a very loving and a very open, caring way. And you'll be able to do that if you had been taking notes and been listening in the proper way. Help them through this pattern to see that, yes, they can get even more value than they thought earlier. Yes, they can break out of this comfort zone. Yes, they can move out of this old limited way of thinking or this old dysfunctional or broken or whatever, negative view of themselves or so on, whatever it is, the pattern that they're in. Help them grow out of it, right? This is adding even more value as well. This is letting them already see what it's like to work with you. This is really showing them that you care. This isn't manipulation. This is straight up coaching. This is giving them a breakthrough that'll carry forward well past that phone call. And so with each objection, there is an opportunity to see, okay, is this a legit objection? Like, yeah, they really do have to think about it because the expense is huge, or they've overcommitted themselves, or they have a partner. A lot of times of like, with this kind of size of expense, at least with me, yeah, I mean, my potential client has a partner and they've made an agreement that over a certain amount of money, they're going to speak with each other so that they can be on top of their finances. I really support that. I think that's very responsible. So if I feel that's what it is, awesome, right? And there are some tactics you can do as well to make sure that they had that conversation in a very awesome way that makes everybody feel incredible and empowered. But sometimes that's just a tactic so that they can avoid making a decision at all. They're scapegoating. They're saying, no, I can't make the decision. I'm going to put it on someone else so I can lift off the pressure of having to invest in myself or even think about it, making a decision, right? And it's your job, again, in a very loving way, in a very spacious way, to let them see, no, this is you running away from yourself. This is you running away from a responsibility to yourself, from committing to yourself. This is you running away from honoring yourself. These old patterns have created the situation you're in. It's time to break them and move forward. That's how I view objections and how I handle them.
Love it. Lots of gold there for you guys. And obviously, there's so much more that we could dive into when it comes to all things sales. But really, I mean, this is a big part of what Dan and I teach and what we do. And as you can start to see, there's a lot of strategy to it and there's a lot of internal work. So it's really getting clear for yourself on where do you need the most support, right? And is it more so just the internal piece of you not feeling really secure and confident and ready to take on the sales conversations and just a lot of resistance and fear that's present for you? Or is it more so needing more of that strategy and that structure? Because again, you do need both. It's just which one is more present for you right now and where you need to start, right? So with that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. We've really, really enjoyed diving deep. Obviously, again, there's so much content when it comes to sales. It would be really, really hard to fit everything into just a few episodes. But with that being said, if you did enjoy this episode, leave us a review, let us know, share with us, give us some feedback, DM us. We love, love, love hearing from you. Otherwise, Dan, any final words we want to share with them?
Yeah. So obviously, as we're talking about sharing things out, you know, reviews, testimonials, things like that are always awesome. Or you could just take a screenshot of your phone as you're listening to this, put it on your Insta or Facebook stories, whatever, and tag us. That's also awesome. That's just a little shout out, just letting us know that you're digging the content. We should give you even more of it. Let us know if you have any questions. Also, we want you to let us know where your challenges are. We'll do an entire episode on how to overcome those challenges and free.
It's free. Right?
It's free. Just ask us these questions. We will help you solve it for free. But it also helps us make sure that all of our content is really applicable to you and is really helping you out. But as always, we do have a task at the end of every episode to make sure that you have something that is truly practical, something that'll get you one step closer to achieving your goals. And what I would do is go through the sales structure that we laid out for you in this episode. You may have to listen to this episode again to make sure you get all of it. I want you to write it down for you so you have a little bit of a cheat sheet so that the next time you get into a sales call, instead of being in your head and remembering everything that Dan and Sophie said, right, you can have this out there for you and you can see, okay, cool. First, we're going to talk about the challenges and oh, right. I'm going to take notes on everything they say and words that they use. And this is how I'm going to listen. Okay, great. Then we're going to talk about their goals. Okay, awesome. This is how I'm going to do it. And then step by step through it so that you can already start improving the quality of your sales calls. And then, of course, if you hit a hiccup, let us know where it's at. And doing this as well will allow you to zero in on which phase of the sales call you're having any challenges with. And then you'll have a bullseye where you'll be able to solve these even easier and it'll just propel your sales call to a different level of quality.
Woo! Love that. So tune into that. Have fun with that exercise. Again, if you need to re-listen to this episode, go back and re-listen to it, even if it's a couple hundred times. It'll be really, really potent for you. And on that note, guys, we cannot wait to see you on the next episode.
Lots of love, guys. Bye.